It's Thursday, Friday Eve, kicking it off with a little Public Enemy, Hyde Hill Boys, by about one time, yeah, sir. 9 was the number. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what time it is, baby. Podcast Thursday, Friday Eve. How you living? How you doing? Taking place live in the humble abode. I'm in my daughter's room. Playroom is where this episode's taking place. I'm on baby duty, so I have to get the job done. So if you hear some mumble jumble, not coming from me, it's coming from the 11th month old daughter. How you doing, kid? How you doing, people? Fight the power. Oh, what an ironic song to play right now during these times. Interesting. But check it out, guys. We got a lot to cover. Little time to do it, as always. Okay. So, with that being said, let's just hop into it. Appreciate you guys for listening to the last episode. 2 weeks ago with my main man, Devin. But yeah, Prince George's County. Shout out to Maryland. And appreciate you guys listening to it, though. Seriously, it doesn't go without mentioning that you guys are pretty cool. So, appreciate you. Last week, I forgot to do an episode, not gonna lie. I forgot. So, sue me, whatever. I'm sorry. I'm live today. This will be dropping here soon. But, interesting time we're living in, ladies and gents. Interesting time indeed. We have the COVID that is still up and running, in case you guys forgot. Florida leading the pack. Shout out to Tampa leading the pack. You guys don't listen. Because you don't listen, now you have to have face masks on all the time. Congratulations. You played yourself. All you had to do was listen to the rules. You listen to the rules. You don't have to wear face masks as much. You know, well, you have to wear them, you know, out in the public, but you don't have to wear them everywhere all the time. And you won't have so many cases, and you... You don't listen, so now you're number one in cases. Congrats. You fools. All you gotta do is listen. Just listen. Just don't go out without a face mask, or don't go out at all. Indiana's doing it. New York's doing it. LA's doing it. You're not. Now you're in the situation you're in. Congratulations. Congratulations. Other things that went on in the 2 week span, Father's Day. Happened. I spent my first official Father's Day. As you know, we did have a couple miscarriages, and when Father's Day came up, and when Mother's Day came up as well, we celebrated it. Just me and the wife. We would go out, or I would get her a little something. She would get me a little something. But this time it was a little different because now we actually have a child, and she's here with us. So she bought me a card. And she drew a picture. It was a picture of her hand. And she wrote a little signature, and it was beautiful. And I appreciate that. Also got, it's a cliche gift, not gonna lie. I got a grill. It's cliche as can be for Father's Day, but I got one and I used it. I don't know how to grill. I didn't know what I was doing, but we figured it out. We made some hamburgers. I made some hamburgers. You can't really mess up hamburgers, so I picked like the safest thing you can make besides hot dogs. Put the hamburgers on the grill, made it happen. I don't have charcoal. Well, I have charcoal, but it's not like charcoal, like the circle kind. It's like a wood chippy kind. It's weird. Threw me for a loop, but we figured it out. We had some grilled good burgers, Cisco burgers. They were delicious. Shout out to Cisco for those. What else did I do? What else? Had a little cigar with my father. That's different. Never did that before. Had some douce as well. That's different. Never had that before. It's really strong. I would say 8 out of 10 recommend. But it was pretty good. It pairs well with the cigar. So if you ever smoke a cigar and have some douce on tap, run that boy because it's delicious. So that's pretty much our Father's Day. And happy Father's Day to all those fathers out there. Happy belated Father's Day anyways to all those fathers out there. And stepfathers as well. Don't go without recognition. The other thing I want to speak of is this new saying. I don't know if I created it or I don't even know where I heard it from, but it's called, you've seen it on my post a couple of times. A lot of times I say it often, rent's due, baby. Rent's due. Every day the rent is due. You have to figure out how to pay it. And I've been getting some slack, getting made fun of, whatever. Ah, rent, you sure do pay rent often. Ha 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 ha. That's funny. What does that mean, the rent's due? It's not even the first. Simple, folks. It's simple, man. The rent is due every day. Now, that simply means is pretend, imagine, if you will, that the rent is due tomorrow and you have zero money to start the day. What are you going to do to provide for yourself to advance to the next day? Your back is against the wall. What are you going to do? How are you going to better yourself? How are you going to reach the goal of whatever your goal is, paying the rent literally, or, you know, I want to buy a house. We're in the process of buying a house. Or not in the process. Well, technically we're in the process. We're trying to see how much we can get approved for and things like that. So we're in that early stages, very early stages of buying a home process. So with that being said, every single day I have to figure out, how am I going to advance myself to get to my goal? Every day I have nothing. So I have to pay the rent. I have to hustle, find a way, do my research, and how am I going to buy a house? How am I going to handle a situation? It doesn't even have to be a goal. It could be any situation. Every day you're going to have to be in adverse situations, challenging times, challenging situations. Relax. Go through a game plan in your head. Figure it out. Bulldoze through that, boy, and pay the rent. Get the job done. That's all it means, man. Get the job done. The rent's due every day. How are you going to pay it? It's just a way to get me motivated. And that's really all it is. Rent's due. Pay it. Figure out who the landlord is. Get it done. Get the job done. By any means necessary, get it done. Simply what it means. Now, guys, this next thing. I've been keeping quiet. I've been seeing people post stuff. I've been seeing some crazy things, some crazy comments on the Book of Faces, on Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram, of people commenting on other people's posts. Now I'm just sitting back watching it all happen. Shout out to Derek Hart, by the way. Derek Hart, he posts some fire stuff on the Facebook, either statuses or like, you know, those little picture post things. But he brings up some great points, and he brings up some points that need to be talked about. But the comments in his comment section are outrageous. It's like every day, get your popcorn ready, because he's going to post something fantastic and the racist people are going to come out the woodshed. Like, where'd you come from? I don't know. But that's it's crazy during these times. You see who's really about that. They don't even have to be, not everybody's racist, but some people have some crazy comments. Like, if you just abide by the rules, this don't happen. And guess again. We abide by the rules, it still happens. Breonna Taylor, she was sleeping in her bed. Got gunned down. Cops thought, I don't even know what they thought. It was the wrong house. Just started shooting the place. Boyfriend defends himself, shoots back. They try to pin the murder on the boyfriend. What? Oh, Lord, don't get me started, but I got started. But yeah, Derek Hart definitely invited to the barbecue. But the thing I don't realize, the thing I don't understand, how can anybody defend any of this situation that the cops are doing? Explain that to me. Please somehow explain it to me. And don't say all lives matter. Yes, they do. Sure, they do. But black lives at this point matter most. And if all lives matter, then why are black people getting gunned down? Why are they getting taken down excessively? Why? Don't say all lives matter. Because that's not true. Clearly, it's not true. And when you debunk the all lives matter thing, the next thing they say is, what about the black on black crime of the innocent people in Chicago and New York, LA, yada yada. Look, man, obviously Chicago, every summer, it doesn't matter, every summer Chicago is a hotspot for crime. Ironically, they have one of their stricter gun laws, like it's harder to get a gun in Illinois. But the thing is, it's not hard to get a gun in Indiana. All you have to do is say, I want a gun. Boom. Here it is. Which one do you want? So the people who live in Chicago probably come to Indiana and get the guns and go back to Chicago. It's only a 30-minute drive. Or they're criminals. They're in gangs or whatever. They're going to find a way to get a gun. I feel like the mayor is in the mayor's before Lightfoot and the mayor's after Lightfoot. I feel like they're doing what needs to be done. They're trying to implement the rules, trying to make more strict gun laws, and make it harder to get a gun, obtain, you know, any firearm. So I feel like they're doing what they need to do. And they're going to continue to enforce new rules and new laws to make it harder and make the punishment not worth the crime. But like I said, they're in gangs and whatnot. They're going to find ways around it. They're going to find loopholes or whatever. 100 people got shot, 13 people dead. Yes, it's sad. And yes, it was just in one weekend. But if you think that's bad, 4th of July is going to be worse. And yes, those lives matter. Yes, it shouldn't happen. But the difference between that black on black crime is it's criminals against civilians. The criminals aren't sworn to oath or whatever to protect and serve. They don't go through an academy to figure out how to protect the civilians and then go out and about, and when hostile situations happen, they just take matters into their own hands and kill people. And then get away with it they've been getting away with it for the most part up until recently. So that's the difference. One's sworn in, one's just gang violence. I don't understand how anybody can defend that. Stop. I don't know how anybody could defend that. If you don't see the issue right now, and you still say all lives matter, and you still bring up the Chicago murders, or whatever you bring up, then you just don't want to see this situation. You just want to sweep it under the rug and hope it all goes away because it doesn't affect you. Imagine that's your brother, your sister, your mom, your dad that gets thrown to the ground, that gets shot for no reason by people who are supposed to protect you. Imagine that. Maybe then you'll have more sympathy. Maybe then you'll say, oh, I understand. And I have friends that are cops. I have family members that are cops. The job is hard, 100%. But I'm tired of hearing one bad apple ruins a whole bunch. It's been a lot of bad apples lately, okay? it's time to throw the whole bag away. How do we do that? How can we make police officers or just the police academy or station better? Here's how. First of all, defunding the police isn't going to do anything. That's going to make matters worse. You think people want to be a cop now? Probably not. I know my brother-in-law's going to school to be a cop, but he's in him and his whoever's in his class, but it's a rarity of people want to be cops right now at this moment. So defunding the police is not going to do anything. And just to go back on some of the things, innocent people about this, about the movement, about the protest, about why we protest, about why we loot. Or I mean, I'm opposed to the looting. You know, you shouldn't like break anything, but people riot over like when teams, basketball teams, football teams, or whatever, when they win championships, people riot, and it's fun. It's they're just rioting because they're celebrating. But when people riot because Breonna Taylor got shot down for no reason, don't riot. Be peaceful. Nah, man, we've been peaceful for too long. It's time to rise up. Do something. We've been doing peaceful protesting, and that's been helping a lot. Cops are finally starting to get arrested for stuff that they did. My main man, Elijah, walking home. He has some type of illness or ailment where he has to wear a scarf around his neck. Gets gunned down walking home. My man did community service, I believe, for the special needy. Played some type of instrument. Gunned down walking home because he looks suspicious. How do you look suspicious? You're wearing a scarf around your neck, but ask questions first. Don't shoot first, ask questions later. The other fellow that got gunned down, I believe, in Atlanta, shot in the back. What? That doesn't make sense. The most recent one. I'm not sure if you guys heard about it, but Antonio Smith. My main man was at the Walgreens at the Western Union getting some money wired to him from his sister in Florida. Comes out the Western Union and he's suspected of some type of crime, some panhandling crime. So the cop approaches him, just tells him to get his hands behind his back. He says, "For what? I've been around cameras. I'm not bothering anybody. I've been to the Western Union. Call my sister. You have a cell phone. Call my sister." And then some other cops come behind him and say, "You better do what you're told." So as he's putting his hands behind his back, the cop slams him to the ground and breaks his wrist. And I believe broke some ribs. Then they figure out, this happens in Georgia, by the way. Then they figure out, it's the wrong guy. The real suspect with the warrant, it's across the street, over there. Not even close to being there. Not even close. And then the cop that slammed him said, "Wait, I'm confused. That's not the guy?" And the cop says, "No, the guy is over there." And then the cop that slammed him said, "That's not the guy." "No, not the guy." What? Get your facts straight before you start slamming people. You didn't even have to slam him. He wasn't even bothering anybody. He was explaining his case peacefully. You just come up to people and slam people. So, good thing is Antonio is suing the police and upwards of, I believe, $700,000, and I hope he gets all of his money. Possible station identification on the children toy there. But I hope he gets all of his money, because he deserves it. Just another reason why we kneel, another reason why we protest, another reason why we will continue to protest and continue to kneel until something gets done. Like I said, things have been happening. Things have been taking place. Cops are finally getting arrested. Cops are finally being held accountable. But here we go. Here we go. And also, with the, just to bring up the Floyd situation real quick, how can you look at somebody's past and justify that he deserves to be dead? That doesn't make sense. We all have a past. So if you have a past and you die, and somebody looks at your past and they say you deserve to die, that's goofy. I don't care about his past. I care about now. Yeah, he could have had a fake $20 bill. So what? You figure out that he does or doesn't. You take him to jail. You don't take him to jail. But you don't put your knee on his back, on his neck, for 8 minutes. That doesn't make sense. Which brings me to, how can we solve this situation? How can we make the police better? How can we hold them more accountable? Here we go. People want to defund the police, like I said. That's not going to do anything. That's going to make matters worse. That does zero thing. So I don't agree with that one. Here's what we can do. Make a requirement that all cops have degrees. 4-year college degree, criminal justice or whatever you want to major in. But just have some type of degree. Hold on, Mo. Hold on. Okay, but if you're gonna, you can't be moving around. Okay. So, that's one way. Another way is, make all cops take self-defense class, and not like that goofy self-defense class you see in like the academy training or whatever videos, but like actual, take like jujitsu. Because if you take jujitsu specifically, you'll know how to take somebody down. You'll know how to properly, if you need to, put somebody in a chokehold without hurting them. You'll know how to defend yourself without shooting them first or throwing them to the ground excessively. You can still throw them to the ground, but you throw them to the ground, I guess, safely, as safe as you can. Take a jiu-jitsu class. Make it a requirement. Another thing is, have training, and I got this from, kind of paraphrasing off of a guest I was on Joe Rogan's podcast, but have training on crisis situations. I feel like if that cop, if those cops around the in the George Floyd situation, if they were trained. All right, sorry for the pause. I had to go take a kid upstairs. But if the cops were trained to handle a crisis situation better, the George Floyd situation would have never gotten that far. Cops would have realized, hey, this guy's been on his neck for longer than a minute. They would have approached the guy, the cop. Say, hey, hey, man, hey, relax, relax. I got it from here. Then, hopefully the guy would have listened, took his neck off, knee off his neck. George Floyd just goes to jail. He lives to see another day. Instead, obviously what happened happened. None of the cops did that. They were trying to control the crowd. They were all in a zone, like zoned out kinda. Everybody in their own world. And the situation happened that happened. But if cops are trained to handle crisis situations like military people are, then you have a different story. You have a different outcome for a lot of situations. Not just this Floyd situation, but any situation that can be, that can be a crisis. So those are like the three main things that I suggest. Who knows if it'll happen or not? I don't know, but it won't hurt. And I feel like if those situations take place, you'll have a lot less casualties and a lot more people in jail. But like I said, they'll see another day. Now for a little self-check. How can I get involved? You know, I post stuff on Facebook sometimes, this and that, but I want to go to a protest. I want to go to meetings. We did have one in Portage and I believe Lake Station, but both of those days I had to work, so I was sleeping, couldn't go. But I wouldn't be opposed to going to a protest. I wouldn't be opposed to going to, I guess, town hall meetings and or whatever meetings just to get my voice heard. Other ways you could get your voice heard, obviously, is voting. We have to get the people who are racist or out. We have to get them out. Simple. So it starts with voting. Some of these people have been in Congress and whatever for over 40 years. So if we vote for them to get out, they'll leave. We'll have new people in charge, new leaders, and a new way of thinking. So if there's any way, if there's anything coming, and I'm going to be on the lookout for different events that come up, just so I can go out there and be involved. Make a change. And if voting is the only way I can make a change as of now, then that's what I'll do. That's my thoughts, man. That's what I'm thinking. Been holding it in a lot. Kind of kept it PG. Been advised to do that, so I did. But leave your thoughts. Leave your concerns. Leave your comments. Let's have healthy debates. No name calling, no unfollowing, or no unfriending. None of that. Just healthy debate, man to man, woman to woman, man to woman, whatever. Face to face, even if you want to. But don't just hide behind the keyboard. And go out and make a difference. And if you can't see the situation at hand, if you can't see the effects of what's happening, then I just hope that you open your eyes bigger. Take a step out of the box. See from somebody else's standpoint if you can. That's all I gotta say. As always, ladies and gentlemen, I thought about going live today, but I'm looking crazy. Just got out of work, working the midnight shift, so I'm looking crazy right now, but soon enough I will do like a Facebook Live and record at the same time. Gotta figure out the logistics of it, but it'll happen soon enough. But as always, follow us on A Cup of Joe Podcast Instagram. Go ahead and subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you do your podcasting. Go follow us on Facebook as well, A Cup of Joe Podcast. You won't be disappointed, and I hope you enjoy the show. Plenty more to come. Dropping right now. Hope you dig it. It's A Cup of Joe in the Morning. Peace.